Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. How deeply grateful I am you chose to be with me on this 13th day of the new year, January 13th, 2018. It is going to be a very, hopefully, interesting program for you. We're going to look at the plan God has. I get a lot of these emails from people who are more, shall we say, looking at life from the point of view of a traditional sense. So here we go. I want to remind you that this radio program, like all of the things you see on our website at aspire.org, are there because of your tax-deductible gift. It is those of you who are sponsors or those of you listening who are reaping the benefit of the sponsorship of other people. And I hope you will, in turn, give back to the world and to this effort that we have to offer to you insight into what it truly means to spiritually awaken. And no nonsense, just kind of here it is. This is what we know now to awaken and see what happens. Oh, people don't understand why they're here. I was sitting in Big Sur the other day watching people go back and forth and do the things they do and put bad things into their bodies and drink and this big marijuana thing and people running around smoking. It's really, we have gotten down to the nubs and we'll talk about that in a moment. Anyway, it is only through your gifts that a program like this can be on the air, and I hope you will help us maintain this radio program by becoming a sponsor and helping us. If you go to the website at aspire.org, you will see on the main page support. If you click on that, a drop menu will come down, and you will be able to sign up from there and see where your donations go and how we use them. So yeah, I think you'll be very pleased. Become a sponsor. Help us. What is God's plan? This is an interesting one. First question comes from Calvin. He does not tell me where he lives. If everything is perfect, as you say, Greg, why in the hell is this world in such a mess, Calvin? Forgive me, Calvin. You're right. If there is an intelligent being in charge here, why in the heck would there be such a mess? And that's a very, very good question. And if God so loved the world, why would he make creatures such as us to be such rogues, such ugly little creatures that kill each other and cannibalize the earth with all sorts of propaganda and ugliness and war and poverty? It's a very good question. And, you know, it basically comes down to the whole idea of everything is happening in the only way it can, based on the premise of what we've done with our own creation. Now, I want you to understand something, Calvin, and I hope this makes some kind of quasi-sense to you, okay? And try to understand. You weren't made like a piece of clay to be the person you are. You weren't formulated like a person would, let's say, mold clay, a sculptor, and have a plan for your life or have a plan for your living or have some sort of rendezvous with greatness. It doesn't work like that. You and I are sapiens. I would highly recommend you read the book Sapien and Homo Deus and maybe even Behave. Those three books, that would probably help you a great deal to understand the nature of your own creation. You are here as a part of the cycle and harmony of life. And to take this any deeper than that on the radio would be absolutely insane. I couldn't do it. But I can tell you that our existence here on Earth is not one where you were placed here by a god for the sake of his amusement or for vengeance or pride or whatever. It isn't about that at all. You are here in this world, in this lifetime, for many different insights. Those insights have to do with your biology, with your psychology, with your DNA, with your genetic nature. You are a result of a harmony in this world. You are a result of a flow in this world. You are a part of the existence of everything that is happening. You are not separate from it, nor am I. And we live in this world, in this earthly plane, for all sorts of very important reasons, most of which do not compute with our thinking, do not complement the way we want to think of ourselves as being. It causes a great deal of confusion and doubt and worry in us. There's all sorts of things that are going on in the process of being a human being. So you need to understand this. This is very difficult. Everything is happening in this world just as it can. Everything is occurring in this world just as it does, according to the nature of this world and according to the nature of your humanness, your beingness. So all of this is just occurring. You're a part of this occurrence until you are no more. No more a human being, no more doing the same things you and I like to do, which are typically self-destructive. We are only interested in our survival, in our genetic nature and how we survive. The survival of the human being, the survival of the planet, the survival of families, these are the most important things to human beings because we don't want to be alone. We can't be alone. It's too frightening to be alone. So we want to gather our tribes together and develop a family union or some kind of country union or whatever, and defend ourselves against the aggressors that we believe want to overtake us. So we constantly have this fight, this terrible fight in this world. And as we do have this kind of fight and we ramble around saying and doing things that are terribly unkind and dismantling to peace and love in this world, we tend to pride ourselves on the fact that we're doing God's will. Now, this is a religious thing. This doesn't mean it's true. We just like to think it's true. We're doing God. You get some guy with a big voice, maybe very good looking, to get up on a podium and tell you what is going on based on his Star Wars fantasies about the Bible and such. And you have people easily manipulated because they don't think very deep. They don't go very far with themselves. They are only interested in their survival, the kind of pie that's going to be served at a dinner after for dessert. They only care about what their neighbor is doing and looking at their neighbor, maybe gossiping about them. We're in constant competition. It is a race for us, a race that is never won, a race that is not defined by anything other than we ourselves. So everything is happening in the only way it can, Calvin, in the only way it can. It isn't happening in any other way. It can't. Because everything in this world, the laws that govern this earthly plane, is that we have dominion and mastery over ourselves until we don't. Until we give that over to drugs or alcohol or religion or philosophy or neurosis, psychosis, you can become mentally ill. And frankly, I'm going to just say this publicly, what I see out there is a lot of mentally ill people. I mean, mentally ill. We are over entertained. We have no sense of looking at ourselves and understanding what we've done. Accountability is out the door. We want entitlements. We live for entitlements. We don't do anything that is based in the basic premise of a great love that lives within us. We are only interested in our own comfort, security, and hence we create our own demise. So there is nothing I can think, say, or do to really answer your question. Understanding that everything is happening just as it needs to, just the only way it can, is something of a, well, some people would say a metaphysical question, but I would say that this is a very intelligent question. Well, you know, if there is someone in charge here, how come everything is such a mess? Because we're in charge. There is no God overseeing you, saying to you, you can't do that. There's karma to answer to. This is true. And there are laws and premises on this planet that we must answer to. And that would be true. And that was put into place by either a supreme being or the nature of the universe. There you are. Okay? So, yes, there are those things. But if you look at your life, Calvin, if you look at your life and you can look at you, how could anything be any different than you? How could it work out to be any different than yourself? I mean, really, look at yourself. How could this be any different than the way it turned out? I don't think it can be any different. So once you start to understand the nature of this, then you start to understand the life you live and that nothing could ever be any different than the way it is because this is the way I am and you are and this is what we're prone to in this world. We have come together to be on this planet for the sake of merely our survival until we grow and mature past that and into the state of silence, deep, profound silence. That is where we learn. That is where we come to understand. That is where we get the bigger picture. Calvin, thank you for your beautiful question. I truly appreciate it. Happy New Year to you, and please forgive me. Namaste. We just have such a difficult time with everything on this planet because we're so prone to hate. Next one comes from Henry. He only gave me a, I don't know if this is first name or last name. He only gave me one name. So I'm going to assume it's his first name. Why doesn't God do something? It's not our plan for things to be as it is. Is it his plan, though, for humanity to kill itself? I just wonder. Henry. You're a little convoluted there, Henry. One moment, it's not his plan, and then is it his plan? And there's no Wizard of Oz in the sky. There just isn't. And the wizard doesn't have a plan. And it is not something you can figure out because there is no plan to all of this. It's not what it's all about. And if you don't understand that, you can't accept that, then you're going to be confused for the rest of your life about that. It's an experience, this thing. It is a marvel. And there is more to life than what we eat, what we put on. Ha! As the Buddha said, that this life is a blessed one, but only to those who understand the blessing. This is a chance for you and for me to transcend. This life is about transcendence. And if we allow ourselves to do transcendence, if we allow ourselves to awaken spiritually, if we can allow love to bring about the presence of a great, great love, to let love live me, to let love be the presence of love in this earthly realm, then something of the other shore, something of beauty can come into this lifetime for us. Nothing is going on the way Greg Penn thinks it is. So Greg thinks, you know, this is black and that is white and this is green and this is purple. And that's pretty interesting because he's colorblind, but nonetheless, less than none, doesn't matter. There you are. There is no plan. And we are destined to kill ourselves. We do it whether we're in war or how we eat with our obsessions, compulsions, our bad habits, smoking, drinking, potting. We do it with our environment. We are destined to kill ourselves because we're obsessive compulsive. And in the bottom line of the whole thing, if you really want to get down to it, as an organism, we're not very intelligent. We don't operate well in our own organism. We use our abilities to harm, to separate, not to create union, not to create harmony, but to harm, to separate. We don't use our abilities to awaken, to come to a place of deep, profound inner awakening where we see the meaning of our existence here on earth for what it is. And for every person, it is a little different. And for every person, it's very much the same. We are here to transcend. That's it. If I do not transcend, if I do not understand the nature of transcendence and what it means to mature past the idea of right and wrong, good and bad, and these immature Star Wars kind of thinking that we have where it's still, you know, cowboys and Indians thing, we're never going to change. I'm using Star Wars as a metaphor because it's popular. I don't understand Star Wars. You know, I love Obi, and I love that whole spiritual part of it. But to go out and make a Darth Vader and have the bad versus the good, you know, there's got to be something more. And as long as we stay being entertained by such stupid thinking, I mean, we got to look at it, folks. We get entertained by watching our own demise. That is ridiculous. That my demise is the highest form of my entertainment. Really? We're not intrigued by the development of consciousness. We're not intrigued by the beauty of the heart. We're not intrigued with the system we're in that is uplifting. You live in a beautiful earthly life that is a system of evolution, not just revolution. The revolution is realizing that I am my own enemy, that I have caused all of my mischief in my life. Once you begin to understand that and see the validity of that, bingo, something beautiful starts to happen. Something exquisite starts to come about. This exquisiteness is a form of love. It's tender. It's simple. It's filled with the mystery of the mystic and the mystical way of living. It has nothing to do with logic and reasoning and making sense of our life. Those who need to make sense of their lives live in the hell of their living. They cause themselves great anguish and great misunderstanding. So you have to understand the nature of all of this and what it means to be in the nature of all of this. It is about a certain quality of love. And love changes everything. Love is the transformation of life, and that's what we're here for. So, Henry, God doesn't have a plan to wipe out people and take the bad out with war and poverty and all that and bring in the good and yada yada yada. All of that is just pure horse manure, and we make that stuff up. If anything, we're here to refine ourselves to the place where we can see the bigger picture of our life and the meaning of our existence. Henry, I hope that which seeks you is allowed to find you. Please forgive me. Namaste. Wars are fought over the idea God wants us a war. This is insanity. Human beings are crazy. Last one comes from Todd. He does not tell me where he lives either. Does anyone know what the hell they are doing in this world? To me, it looks like utter foolishness and chaos. Am I right, Todd? Yeah, you're right. Do any of us know what the hell we're doing? We think we do. We like to think we do. But I don't know what our doing is. If I'm only doing those things that I see other people doing, if I'm only doing what my genetic nature will allow me to do, if I'm only doing impulse and emotionality, then I'm just doing survival. I'll tell you what people are doing. They're just surviving, or they're working at surviving, or they're trying to survive. That's all. They just want to survive. And they want to survive in a way in which they can sit and have their little kingdom, whatever that may be, and do whatever they want when they want. And basically, people who I have found who are like that basically are bored. So they try to find more and more things to get involved in that they think will benefit their life. And when they do that, more and more things to do that they think will benefit their life, they go further away from the meaning of their life. So what can I say to you? What can I say at all? The only person who knows what they're doing is the one who's akin to silence. Simplicity, solitude, silence. Those three things are the most important achievements of a person's life in this world. If you attain to any of those three things, you will have found your life extremely meaningful. You will have found the blessing of your life, the substance of your life, and you will have found the harmony of your life, which is more important than anything in this world to find. Harmony. How you move in this world, unlocking all of the doors in your mind and allowing this whole thing to propagate itself through loving kindness. Once that has been achieved, a great deal has been known, a great honor has been bestowed, and you and I are no longer living for what we can get and our mere survival as a human being. Let me just say this to you, Todd. Very few people really understand what they're doing to themselves in this lifetime by living the life they live, trying to get what they want before someone else gets it before them. That's the way we live. Enough of me for today. I hope that helped, Todd. Please forgive me. Namaste. If you have comments, questions, or something I can help you with, please come to the website at aspire.org. That's aspire.org. And email me from there. You can go to the media section and radio, and you can email me there, or you can just email me at greg@aspire.org. I'm out of here. Have a beautiful day. I'll be back on the air tomorrow morning. Have a wonderful new year. Namaste.